Thanks again for listening to the Dave Koz Radio Show. Starting off now, music from guitarist Paul Brown. Here's Take It From Me. Well, here's something I bet you didn't know about the incredible, the incomparable Anita Baker.
I'm a huge classic rock fan.
How that influences her music, I have no idea, but it seems to be working. Anita Baker now, I Apologize, on the Dave Koz Radio Show.
Welcome back. It's David Sanborn with my buddy Dave Koz, and this is the, what's the name of this show?
So let's go behind the scenes now for the making of an absolute classic.
Willie wanted me to sing Al Green, and I didn't know what that meant. I said, no, sing like Al Green. And I'm going like, yeah, but I don't know how Al Green sounds. So I went outside and got in my vet and made sure he heard my wheels going,
an absolute classic. Well, it's that time of year when we're all conscious about getting into shape, you know, bathing suit season and such. So here's saxophonist Richard Elliott giving us his secrets to eating for peak performance in this edition of Tune Up.
Well, generally the way I stay healthy is I go to a restaurant, an Italian restaurant, and I order a huge plate of pasta. And then I'll eat half of it with one arm, and then I'll switch arms halfway through.
It is my great pleasure to welcome three great friends and the members of the supergroup BWB. A big hello to Mr. Norman Brown, Mr. Rick Braun, and Mr. Kirk Whalum. Great to see you guys. Thanks for coming.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
David, you are the man, and this is W speaking for B&B.
This is going to be hilarious.
Hey, everybody, it's Candy Dilfer.
Hey, it's Brian Culbertson.
And this is Phony James.
This is Mark Antoine.
It's Kenny G.
Hi, this is Chris Botine. When I'm on tour, I have to have brown M&Ms, champagne, and a radio tuned to the Dave Koz Radio Show.
So I wanted to find out what's next for Quincy Jones. We caught up with the man himself, and here's what he told us.
As long as I'm here, I'm going to try to get it so that American kids, everybody in the world, jumped over kabuki, bagpipes, the string quartets that they had at this time. Everyone in the world has adopted this music as their Esperanto, and guess who knows the least about it? The Americans.
Hey again, I'm Dave Koz. Thank you very much for listening into the show this weekend. Lee Ritenour, the great guitarist, Captain Fingers as we know him, is certainly a guitar hero to many. But who does he look up to?
Well, heroes musically, definitely Wes Montgomery, Shobeam, Miles Davis. The list goes on. I'm going to leave off too many. Yeah.
Dave, this is Tara down here in San Diego. I had the opportunity to see Sade, and one of my all-time favorites is By Your Side.
That song just sort of came about and came together in a really natural way. You think I'd leave your side, baby?
I'm John Legend.
Hi, this is Stevie.
This is Mindy Abair.
Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson.
Hi, this is Paul Hardcastle.
Hi, this is George Benson.
Hi, this is Peter White. And when I'm on tour, I gotta remember to call Mom and listen to Dave Koz on the radio.
Now, you know, Kenny G is a hero to so many young musicians, so it's only fair to ask who he considers his heroes. Kenny?
Heroes, musically, would be, well, I like Cannonball Adderley. Grover Washington Jr. was one of my heroes. For me, the heroes are the old masters.
Listen now to Chicago-based guitar man Nick Colleone as he shares one of his oops moments.
Don't! I was going to run across the stage, jump off the stage onto a table while playing a solo, and it looked good on paper. Yeah. I left the stage, the flight was nice, and I hit the table and fell off the other side.
Until next week when we're together again, this is your buddy Dave. Wrapping up another edition of the Dave Koz Radio Show. Thanks very much.